How many animations are going to be limited per motion? I mean, we haven't looked at changing any of the current limits, but it's possible that we would have something where you can, only be animating X number of animations at a time on a given object. We'll have to do some testing on that once we're closer to having something to look at.
Well, I'll just say it's probably not best to limit the amount of animations, maybe like the amount of animation data. That can have like 100 animations that are only using up, less than a megabyte.
That's true. I think there actually is some kind of a limit now where you can only have 64 motions playing at one time or something like that. I never actually tested that, but I've seen that showing up in log files. So I assume that's getting enforced at some level. But, I guess just the number by itself doesn't necessarily tell you how much overhead you're imposing. Yeah, I'm not sure where the 64 limit is. Is that a limit per avatar or something like that? Per agent, yeah.
Even with Bento, like this cat, I have like a crazy amount of animations playing, but I think 6 is crazy. 64 is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, for most of these things, you have to set some limit just because you can be pretty sure that, whatever the limit is, somebody's going to be pushing up against it. But, I can't think of a lot of cases where you'd really need to have more than 64. Obviously, somebody has, considering that this is something that shows up fairly often in the log files.
And that is the craziness that is Second Life. Somebody actually tried to play 64 animations at once.
Would we need to make the 64 motion limit stricter? Possibly. As Medu says, even allowing 64 animations on regular agents seems kind of high. I'd be curious if anybody has any, kind of real use cases for needing a very large number of animations.
At that high number, you'd almost be animating each bone independently. It'd have to be like some kind of a tool or something.
I think there are kind of posers and things out there that basically do generate, one animation per bone. And if you're trying to use those in combination, then you could potentially get a really big number. The total number of bones went up a lot with Bento, so if someone was trying to animate, bone by bone, then it could add up pretty fast. But it's always easier to start low and raise it if you have to than to try to reduce it after the fact.